So we're finishing, you know, our teaching on quiet time. It's going to be pretty very short. And we hopefully will start My Bible and I. Amen. All right, so we're going to end with tools for an effective quiet time. I mean, we're almost done. Should even take me more than 10 minutes, if I'm saying, because if I'm supposed to explain the tools that you need for an effective quiet time, that's what we're going to be dealing with tonight. And I'm going to show you how to practically have a quiet time. When you say you have a tool, it's that equipment that makes the job easier. Right, so when we find a medical doctor, we are most likely going to have a stethoscope around. When we have an engineer, we're going to have some calipers, measuring tapes, and some other equipment around, rulers and all of those. Right, when we... I mean, I didn't like nurses at all because my auntie gave me an injection some time back, and I can't seem to forget that particular. But I think she was better than many other nurses I had met, because I had met another nurse, and I felt like she put the needle inside me and was talking to somebody. Like, pure, like the needle is inside me. She, hey, now, oh, go ahead. Hey, you have just injected me, and then she's like talking, so the needle is right in me. She doesn't even have any mercy. I mean, I think I like my auntie's injection. It was very pew, pew. I was done. 1 second. You didn't even know something happened. But she actually put the needle in there and was... Who does that? So as for nurses, I don't know what you see to identify them. I don't know whether it's going to be a green uniform or a needle in it, like a syringe. What are we going to use to identify nurses when we see that you're a nurse? See what? That's very interesting, right? So maybe you see a green uniform, or you see a folder. Maybe we could say that, you know. Because the folder is also a tool to help them keep track of patients' medications, the times of patients were served with their medications, the doctor's instructions, and all of that. Amen. So they're going to be tools that make the work very easy. So similarly, in having a quiet time, there are certain things that make the work easy. Just like the doctor, you know, puts on the stethoscope at a place where they could hear heart sounds, right? How the heart is palpitating. And then from there, they could probably tell what exactly might be wrong. Amen. So similarly, we are also going to have some tools that help us navigate our quiet time and have effective quiet times. Now, when I get very busy, I remember while at work, I used to have, you know, I used to cut out small placards, because sometimes when the patients start coming in and you start attending to them, I literally could stand till I close. So I have a small placard in my pocket. You know, and just during the time or during the season, I just pull out the placard and I read God's word. So I sort of have a scripture on the placard, because the word of God needs to be stored in our hearts, and it needs to be kept in our hearts richly. Remember what I told you yesterday about richly? It doesn't have to be faint. It has to be very rich in our hearts. So I pull out the placard, then I'll read something. Then I probably will try to memorize, or I probably try to remember what I read, right? So that placard became a tool for me at least keeping my mind stayed on the Word of God throughout the day. So those were just some of the few things that I had to put in place, because, I mean, sometimes when you get too busy, or, you know, got to a time I had a pocket Bible, a Gideon's pocket Bible. So I just slip it in there, right? In fact, many of you who really, really know me, when you sit in a car with me, yes, I might press my phone a few times, but normally I'll maybe just open a book. Or like I have a book I'm reading or something. I just flip in there, right? So now what I'm talking about right now is very far from quiet time, but I'm just trying to arrive at a point that helps us bring our mind to the tools that we need to having an effective quiet time. Number one, Bibles. Yes, Bibles. I didn't say Bible. I said Bibles. Amen. So today I'm going to probably answer your question on, Pastor, which Bible should we use? Of course, KJV. The KJV is quite an interesting, and so far it's the closest to the original translation of the Hebrew and Greek. I mean, Greek New Testament, Hebrew Old Testament that we have. So the KJV is like the closest to that. So Bibles. So number one, the Bible you should have, KJV. Now there could be other recommendations of Bibles that you could use, but normally for thorough study, someone say, Pastor, when I read KJV, I don't understand. I like Message. Message is good, but many times Message is very far away. I'm going to teach that in my Bible, and that's why I don't want to go into details. So the Message, the TPTs, I'll give you a Bible translation during my Bible, and it's very helpful, very close also to the original translations. So you might want to have a KJV Bible and then some other translations, right? So NIV, Amplified, New American Standard Bible. But those Bibles are supposed to be used together as you study, right? They are not supposed to be used as lone standing Bibles. Like maybe your Bible is NIV. It's good. I don't have a problem with NIV. But sometimes it just turns out that, you know, it doesn't miss it, but it waters down what exactly is hoping to be said. So the KJV Bible is recommended, plus other Bibles. So you're going to be reading. You're going to be reading the Bible, KJV, together with other Bibles. Remember, now those are when you have a thorough study to do. Like maybe you're going to study on the book of Matthew, right? You need a thorough study. You're going to have a thorough study on the book of Matthew, or on the book of John, or on the book of Acts, or on the book of Galatians, or on the book of Romans. So those ones, we can have a KJV Bible standard plus other, you know, other versions coming in there. But you see, there are certain times where you're just in your bed, you know, you're not too active. Those times, reading the TPTs, the ESRVs, the NIVs, the Amplifiers, help, right? They bring to life what is written, right? And then they communicate, you know, God's written word to you. So that's what I would have to say about what you need, the tools that you need for an effective quiet time. Of course, your Bible, more especially. KJV, other Bibles. Other Bibles could be used when there is not too much of an intensive study, you know, done on a matter, where you're just reading calmly. Right? Exactly. So the Bible is God's book for us today, and we shouldn't forget that. Right? As you read, I'm telling you, you will hear the voice of God speaking to you. As you read the Bible, as you study the Word of God, it becomes more clearer. Trust God who gave us His Word. And trust what I'm telling you as a pastor. There's a way reading your Bible helps you sift out God's voice from many other voices that you find in the world. So you today I shared with you that nobody could have, or nobody, or you are more likely, let me put it this way, you are more likely to be confused about God's word to you. Maybe his audible voice, inward witness, whatever it is. Whether it was an inward voice, you're most likely to be confused about that if you don't spend time reading your Bible. So an open Bible, right, will mean that God's voice easily gets to you. Amen. So during your quiet time, you're going to be reading. Number two, your notebook. Your notebook. In Exodus chapter 34, verses 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. So there are certain times during your quiet time you need to write out some things. You need to pen down some things. Pen down thoughts that come to you. Pen down impressions that come to you. So you need to write down the things that God says to you. I have a book like that. So when I even say a book, I'm going to be saying, I have books like that where I write down things that God tells me. When the Lord told me, in a few seasons you have ahead of you, I'm going to send somebody to lay hands on you, and that's going to commence the ministry of laying hands. I wrote it down. So when it happened, I just went quickly to the book and I said, Lord, your word is true. Lord, your word is true. So you have to have, you need to have materials that you write things down. Eh? Write the revelations that you have down. Write the instructions that you have down. Write the dreams that you have down. Write the visions that you have down. Sometimes when you're having a quiet time, I'm not saying you should, but sometimes you can sleep 10 seconds. Yeah, and within that 10 seconds, God can speak to you. Yeah, God can speak to you. I always, by God's special grace, have that 10 seconds, 5 seconds, you have seen something. Hey, what is this I'm seeing? 5 seconds, you have seen something. And they are always true. Sometimes you might not make meaning of them, but if you can write them down, they will make meaning to you. So write them down. Don't even worry about understanding what's happening. Write it down. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it may tarry, it shall surely come to pass. Write it down. Write it down. Make it plain. Write it down. That business, as you have a quiet time, remember in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, right? But you shall meditate on it day and night. So you will meditate on it, right? You will meditate on it. You will meditate on it. Then God's word comes to you very audibly in your heart. You write it down. Then when you want that business to be prosperous, you keep your mind stayed on it. Now, it's going to be on a lot of things as you have a quiet time. The Lord can speak to you about your business. Sometimes the Lord can be waiting to have you quiet enough to tell you what you can do so that that business can do well. Yeah. Many of the things that we have as a ministry, I never saw them anywhere. Yeah, maybe I see it somewhere and there's a general inspiration. But all of the things that we receive are things that I have in my quiet time or when I'm quiet. It just comes to me. Like, for example, the Christian kids we spoke about. It just comes to me. have a number of messages or sermons, make them known as this. And let the people listen to them. They're going to be simple. ABC, anybody can understand. When you pick it and you listen to it, your whole Christian life takes a new turn because it becomes more clear. Yeah. How do I get programs, meetings? What do I know to teach? What do I know to say? As during these times, the Lord leads you. How do I know? It's not the right time to do this. Yeah, this ministry, we've been wise as serpents. It's like we've been operating under, just lurking in there. It's a wisdom. Yeah, it's a wisdom. Is God saying, no, don't be loud at this time. That's not the right time to be. So you are lurking in there. It's in a quiet time. You know what next step to take in your life. It's in a quiet time. When you are with the boy, it's like you love him. But when you leave and you have a quiet time, it's like there's something. It's a quiet time. You get these things in quiet times. Because you are busy every single time of the day. Yeah. You will have impressions on what to do. You have it in your quiet time. Sometimes in your quiet time, you have peace. Sometimes in your quiet times, you have unrest. And all of them are going to be good in causing you to move in the direction that God has planned for your life. So have notes and write. Are you listening? Write them down. You need to write down the things that God says to you. So write the dreams, write the visions. Write the words that linger in your heart. Write them down. Now, many times you can make your Bible study or your Bible reading a lot more interesting. Make use of colored sheets. I have colored sheets. You've not seen my study, but I have a rough Bible. In that Bible, I have colored sheets and things that I've written. Sometimes I'm reading something and I get to see something in a certain light. I just tear out a sticker, I stick it, then I'll write it, then I'll draw that this is what it means here. So you have, you know, things that make your study exciting. Right? They make your study exciting. So in your Bible, you can have things that you have written and things that you have probably marked. And arrows that you are connecting one to another. And probably a Greek word just right there that your pastor has extended. It's just right there. So when you pick it, it becomes more than just, pastor said, would you read our Bible? I don't even understand what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. So you're going to put it into effect. Make it exciting. Make use of highlighters. Right? Make use of highlighters. Highlight something that you need. Remember, you know, man is fond of caring for his body and the things that are outer in their nature. So he's more concerned about his body, dress, hair, wig, shoe. But he never pays attention to his spirit, which is the actual true man of who he actually is. So when we say Pascal, or we say Michaela, or we say Luis, or we say Otto, or we say Martina, we're not talking about that body you can touch. That body is the container that holds and hosts Pascal. But many times we're very much more, you know, excited about how the outer man is faring. Of you wake up to bofrot, with plenty cocoa and milk. Meanwhile, you just woke up from a dream. Ant is chasing you. Giant ant. The giant, how you saw giant ant in a dream that's chasing you, only God knows. But you wake up to cocoa and go float. 6:45. 10 p.m. You are at Amelia's Waje, or you send your sister to check if the Waje sellers come. You're even adding, you want Willy and you don't want this thing. You want Willy. The Willy to you want this, they should give you the soft one. That's what you enjoy. So many times we are fond of looking outside for the things that, you know, the body can hold. And then your spirit man is just, he's dying. He's saying, you know, today Austin, she has not fed me. She has not read Bible. She has not read Bible. And you are quasi caught in the spirit, yet still looking very plumpy and juicy and, how do you call it, oily in the natural. But that's not anybody's story. I'm just making a situation. There is nobody here like that in Jesus' name. Nobody here is like that. There's nobody here is like that. Nobody here is like that in Jesus' name. But I'm just making circumstances that help you see that if you are like that, which you aren't, you have to change. So have a quiet time. Feed your spirit. If you feed your spirit is going to lead you. Where the mind is weak, the spirit will produce the answers. Where you're going to make a mistake, that same spirit that is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path is going to shine on things that you shouldn't do. Mistakes that you shouldn't commit, you will know not to commit them. Very sensitive to what God is doing in a place. It can pick up necessary information. Led by the Spirit in tremendous ways. Because there's a spirit that has been fed and fed and fed by God's word, and it's very active. Let me tell you, at a point in your life, food should become loathsome to you. Are you listening? Yes. At a point in your life, food should become loathsome. And if you are somebody that doesn't like eating, that's not what I'm saying. Please don't make me say something I'm not saying. If you don't like eating, I'm not talking to you. If you don't like eating, in fact, you should start eating well. I'm talking about those who can really eat. Yeah, some people can really eat, and it's very scary. I saw someone's food, but I said, hey, all of this for you. So yeah. And he was a bit senior than me, so if I didn't say it out, if I said it in my head, all of this for you. If you look at the food, Charlie, sometimes I get scared. Like, all of this. When you eat, you belch, then you sleep. Watch your weight. Are you listening? Watch your weight. I'm not talking about ladies. I'm talking about men too. Watch your weight. Yes. We want you having this body kept well so you can preach the gospel for several decades. You see that? Several decades. You say, this is my 40th year preaching the gospel. Several decades. 45th year, 47th year, 48th year preaching the gospel. Gathering people, getting them filled in the Holy Ghost, planting churches, moving into schools, gathering them, preaching, getting them born again. But if everything hum, the guys, watch yourselves. When you are in school, you are not really pot-bellied and all. When you finish school, You start working and then the money starts coming and then you start eating. Yeah. So make notes. Are you listening? Take good care of your spirit. Feed your spirit with the word of God. Hear the word of God. Speak it. Think on it. It will save you in the days of trouble. It will save you in the days of trouble. I'm telling you, it will save you in the days of trouble. So make notes. Have time for it. Don't just see. Sometimes we are just interested in just feeding the body. Feeding the body. Movie we watch. What do you call it? Outings we go. What do you call it? Food we eat heavily. Sleep we sleep heavily. We're interested in the outer things. No, while you're doing all those things, please try and also pay attention to that aspect of your life. Yeah, it's very spiritual. So what I'm telling you is to, I'm not telling you to just neglect the physicals. No, I'm saying also create room for things that are spiritual. Sometimes we're just interested in our financial life only. But that's only a life. That's only a sector of our life. Life does not only comprise of finances. So you can't let your whole life revolve around making money. It means you just have a little portion of your life living. Every other portion is dead. There's a family life. There's a spiritual life. Yeah. There's a business life. Whatever life. Career life. Everything is knitted in there. So if you are just career, you don't make disciples. It means your spiritual life is off and down and dead. And yes, so you wake up paying attention to just one sector of your life. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. So that we can pay attention to this kind of a life. So your life, will not consist in the abundance of things which you possess. That's what I said. Man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. So pay attention to all. I'm not saying leave one, pay attention to the other. No, I'm saying pay attention to all. All together. They come together to make you a responsible and a very fruitful human being. So you're going to be learning to take notes. Are you going to learn to take notes? Okay, so have a notepad. Buy a notebook. Write your notes. A good attitude, number three. A good attitude. A good attitude. Be willing to receive instructions from the Lord. Be willing to stay at your quiet time until you know that, okay, I'm having a 20-minute quiet time today. Until 20 minutes, I'm not going anywhere. One quiet time, you urinate four times. And one quiet time. So have a good attitude, right? And allow God's word change you. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for what you're doing, what you're achieving. From this time onwards, men are going to have great, great, great quiet times. They're going to follow you. They're going to hear your voice. Yes, you're going to lead them beautifully. When their hearts seem to be overwhelmed, in their quiet times, there's going to be peace, joy overflowing every single time. Lord, you will speak to them. You will show them dreams. You will show them visions. They'll get into short trances in their quiet times. And they will see things and they will know things by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. in the name of Jesus. Lord, concerning their secular activities, you will help them. You will help them. You will show them what business to do, what next step to take, where to go, who to talk to. You would lay these things on their hearts. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for ushering us into seasons of amazing quiet times. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.